Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's music by Little Cash and Young John on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Feeling Funny. We also checked out Namibia's own Lioness with To The Top. This is where it all comes together, isn't it? Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shaquan. Now, listen, you know, since 6 a.m., we've been making a noise about the Brave Warriors and the fact that they're going to play Tunisia tonight. Yeah. We've had Marco Glovu just put a couple of things into perspective for us. We featured a song by KP Ellis. We will play it again. Don't you worry about that. And then we've had Dumbulikeni Nyoma that reached out and said, "Neman, NSK Shaquan, how are you people talking about the Brave Warriors without me? How?
Yeah. I gotta have a say here.
In his political lingua.
Yeah.
It cannot be correct.
Yeah. That this is going on without my participation.
Without my participation. How? So Dimbu said, no, let me add him. Let me send a voice note. Let me also wish the boys all the best. Let's have a listen.
Okay, good morning to the NSK. My name is Dumbulikeni Nyoma, and today I'm excited. I just want to wish the boys of the Brave Warriors to be the bravest of them all.
Come on.
Best of luck as we take on Tunisia. I am very excited and know that we are going to do our level best. We may just surprise them with a win because, you know, the trend happening now at the AFCON is that the underdogs are bringing what they really, really came to do. And I'm so excited. Wish them all the best and good luck, guys. We know that you are able and capable to do that.
Thank you so much, Dimbu. Very nicely said, isn't it?
Absolutely, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Let it just be something that echoes through everyone's heart today that we are brave and we are very, very, very proud of our Brave Warriors. And I pray that it's going to be great news, man. We deserve it.
You know why I'm so fixated and so... I am fixated with any national effort anyways. Like you know this, like whether it's cricket rugby or whatever.
Yeah.
Any national team that goes out there, we are behind them. You know this. Everyone knows this. But the reason why this is a tad bit special is because the Brave Warriors did not play a single game at home on the way to qualifying for AFCON.
For AFCON, yeah.
We had no stadiums.
Yeah.
That was up to FIFA standards. We qualified while playing outside the country.
The country, yeah.
We played in South Africa. We played in Cameroon and all the other countries.
And we didn't even... Yeah, that's actually a good one because we didn't have support.
And we didn't have support. Zero.
Like our people were not like...
Exactly. The Simnyoma Stadium vibe.
Yeah,
was not true. There. So, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
If they can go that far and do that good... just with our support and thoughts and prayers on socials, right? I think that this one is going to, they're going to surprise us today, man. I just have a good feeling about it.
Yeah. And you know, with me, the thing that I always say, as long as you compete, just compete.
Come on, don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up.
Because then compete. We can see if you give up and you just kind of,
exactly. Compete. But you know, one thing that Colin said in one of his press conferences, he said, even if a team beats us, when the final whistle rings out, everyone must collapse on the ground and say, yesterday. Who's this country again?
Yeah. Gave us a run for our money.
Gave us a run for I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's leave it at that. It's 8:25 AFCON time. In about 5 minutes or so, we are going to check in with Dion as he will continue to unpack AFCON.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.